person was given the privilege, the one who builds the shoes, he cannot sell his privilege to other people. Unless he bought the privilege, then once he bought it, then it's his, he can do whatever he wants with it. Even for himself, he sells it to somebody else. If he collected money for a shul, building a shul, and another mitzvah came up, so if they have money, they could use it temporarily for another mitzvah, like stocker and the like. Who says it's only if you have the consent of the 7 appointees, together with the members of the city, then they have the right to do this. Another side is they're just borrowing it, they're going to give it back. Yeah, but once they bought something for building the shul, if they bought the bricks or beams, then they cannot sell that for another mitzvah, unless it's for pinyan shuuyim. That's a special mitzvah, and dealing with people in captivity. Once they built the shul, they shouldn't sell it for pinyan shuuyim. They should go out of the way to collect the money. For some reason, the only way to get through this is by selling the shul in their land, but they should try to avoid selling the shul.